Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Mike Twenge. I am the Kodiak Area Emergency Services Director. What I'd like to do today is give you an update from the EOC. Today is day 17 that we've been stood up at the EOC. Of course, we have 12 volunteers working every day, and our goal is to plan and anticipate the coronavirus in Kodiak. As we know, we have a hunker down order. Locally, it's been followed by the governor's health mandate number 12, and that will be reevaluated by April 11th. So we're under the hunker down. The hunker down that the proclamation established was through April 1st, which was yesterday. We're going to continue what the governor has done and will again be reevaluated by April 11th. There's another mandate that's come out. It's mandate number 12. It talks about intrastate travel between communities for critical infrastructure or critical personal needs. Now, there's an exception to this. As you know, people are asking about small communities that have been allowing flights in or not allowing flights in. So there's Alaska Small Community Emergency Travel Order, which I'd like to read. This order is applicable to Alaskan communities that are removed from the road system, have a population smaller than 3,000, and do not have a house hub hospital managed by the tribal healthcare community. A small community is defined as it may adopt travel restrictions that are more restrictive than otherwise permitted in health mandate number 12. Small communities may not prohibit or restrict in any manner the following emergency travel: emergency first responders, law enforcement, offices of children's services personnel. So this mandate for small communities does not apply to Kodiak. So there's a difference in airport closures. More information can be found at coronavirus.alaska.gov. Alaska Airlines has reduced flights to a temporary schedule for Kodiak. So see Alaska Airlines website for those schedules. And we're just hearing an update right now that Raven Air is canceling all flights to Kodiak effective today. We're talking about the Alaska Marine Highway System sailings, and they are also canceled until May 31st. There's been a lot of talk about bear season, which opened on April 1st. As of last night, the Commissioner Vincent Lang has closed all black and brown bear hunts statewide for both residents and non-residents through May 31st, and this will be reevaluated if needed. The Harbor Master will continue a campaign towards incoming vessels and crew members, notifying a health mandate order and information how to isolate and quarantine if necessary. So we have shelters that are in place that can accommodate non-residents if needed. The Kodiak Island processors have their safety mitigation plans, and I'd like to read some of that for you today. Since fishing is considered part of the critical workforce infrastructure, workers can begin work immediately while under quarantine, as long as a plan is submitted to the state of Alaska, outlining how those workers will avoid the spread of COVID-19 and not endanger the communities in which they operate. Kodiak seafood processors employ the highest percentage of local residents of any major production region in Alaska. Some of the mitigation plans for Kodiak are the Kodiak's shoreside seafood processors are being proactive to minimize risk of COVID-19 infection to the communities on Kodiak Island. The processors have been working collaboratively with the Kodiak Emergency Services Council to keep them updated and provided the council with each company's individual mitigation plan that was submitted to the state. These plans were developed and provided to the council when the state of Alaska's initial mandate was issued on March 23rd. All plans meet or exceed the minimum mitigation measures recommended by the state. So we've reviewed those plans submitted to the EOC. We approved those mitigation plans for the local processors, and we've also submitted those to the state. Additionally, the Kodiak processors do not plan to bring in any outside labor, either technicians or processing workers during the months of April and May. Barring unforeseen events, instead they are employing local residents or non-local workers that have been in Kodiak since the commercial fisheries commenced in January. There are two known exceptions at this time. In both cases, these incoming employees will self-isolate upon arrival on Kodiak for 2 weeks. If Providence Hospital needs an alternate care facility, North Star Elementary Gymnasium and Commons will serve as the location for non-critical patients. I have a statement here from Providence Hospital. Providence Kodiak Island Medical Center has confirmed that the location of the alternate care site is the gym of the North Star Elementary School. The alternate care site is intended to house those who are mildly ill, i.e. require fluids and oxygen, but are not in need of critical care. These patients will be treated and cared for as they would in a hospital facility, but in an area off-site from the hospital, minimizing the potential transmission of disease to the general population. The alternate care site at North Star can accommodate 56 patients. So we've already begun setting up North Star Elementary Gymnasium, and we're preparing for any overflow from the hospital. The alternate care site will be managed and staffed by Providence Kodiak Island Medical Center with potential staffing from other community entities. And this is very important. To ensure a safe environment, Providence Kodiak Island Medical Center will use the same processes to clean the environment as in patient rooms and operating rooms. These processes include daily disinfection of the area and use of infection prevention best practices such as appropriate use of gowns, gloves, masks, and other PPE, as well as hand hygiene. When the alternate care site is no longer needed, it will be terminally cleaned in partnership with Providence Kodiak Island Medical Center and the Kodiak Island Borough School District. So something very important, there's safe methods to disinfect a facility, and we're aware of those protocols already. There's some hotline numbers to call if you have requests or information needed. The EOC, the Emergency Operations Center, PIO, Public Information Office, is 907-486-8970. 486-8970. Or you can email a question or concern to the PIO@city.kodiak.ak.us. PIO@city.kodiak.ak.us. There's also established mental health hotline where you can talk to someone if you're having concerns about being isolated or concerns about your own well-being. That number is 486-7656. So that's 486-7656, where you can talk to someone in person. The volunteer groups have really been stepping up in our community. We've had many people willing to volunteer and offer their services, including the Kodiak Community Support Team. Right now, we're hearing there's nearly 100 volunteers working for them. They can make deliveries. They can help you with any tasks you have. There's enough volunteers there to pretty much match a request. And that's the Community Support Team at 907-486-7656. Same number as the mental health hotline, 486-7656. Call them if you need some assistance. They'll be happy to help. So let's talk about the testing that goes on and the number of cases reported in. As of this morning, Alaska has seen 143 cases, and 40 of those are considered travel related. So there is community transmission. The USA has over 186,000, and globally 823,000. The pandemic is actually real. Fortunately for Kodiak, we are at 41 tests conducted as of yesterday. 9 are pending results, and so far all return tests are zero positives. The 41 tests have been conducted, 9 are pending, so far 0 are positive. But we all know that the curve of positive tests continue to climb in Alaska. So we want to continue our self-isolation. And as you know, we've been very proactive as a community, and we're right now ahead of the curve. I have to say thank you. We're at 0 cases right now. It's known that social distancing really works. So continue that throughout your daily life, including while you're shopping. We still have to be aware of our distancing, whether we're after our favorite product or not. If we could, we would limit the number of patrons in a store, not bring your entire family if you can avoid that, and reduce the number of people in the stores, therefore creating more social distancing. So right now we're seeing 0 COVID-19 cases in Kodiak, so let's continue that trend. Protect our community and your loved ones from contact. For those traveling as essential service, please consider the health of others and yourself. We still have people that are traveling. They're allowed to travel by the governor's mandate, and I just ask that you be cautious and protect yourself and others. Sadly, this is likely to continue for several more weeks. So we need to get out, we need to exercise, we need to hike, and we need to remain isolated as much as possible. So it's been a while now, and if we have to isolate for several more weeks, let's be patient and let's be respectful to others. And I lastly would like to say thank you to Kodiak for the following the hunker down order, and let's all remain safe. We'll have another update next Thursday at noon. Thank you all.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KMXT Kodiak 100.1 FM. And we have been listening to the live broadcast from the Emergency Operations Center. A good update on what's going on in the community. Because of the timing on this, we will give a brief news report and kind of fit everything in, because we want to let you know that there's a new program that we're starting, kind of excited about. People have been looking forward to it. It's called the Baby Bunker. We are all hunkering down in our bunkers at home, yes, and the kids are needing something to do. So story time, fun time for kids. It's a new program that we're starting today at 12:30. Tune in for a very special spotlight just for the kids. It features a story, some music, and even a science experiment. Kind of makes you wish you were a kid again, huh? All that happens at 12:30 today. Looking at local news, let's start with the ferry. As the city manager just said, the ferry has been delayed. We were originally told it would be mid-May, but he says now that it's going to be the end of May. So I'm going to just update my story here very quickly. As you can see, things change rapidly in this environment right now. All right, the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities announced yesterday that the ferries Kennecott and Tustamina will be delayed returning to service. Both ferries were scheduled to leave the Ketchikan shipyard near the end of the month, but that has been tentatively rescheduled for the end of May, as the city manager just said. Kodiak was expected to see its first ferry on April 15th. The Alaska Marine Highway schedule now shows the first arrival will be the Tustamina on May 2nd. The Kennecott isn't shown to arrive until June 5th, which happens to be my birthday, June 5th. DOT says the reason for the delay is to protect the Alaska Marine Highway Service employees and reduce the potential spread of COVID-19 at the Ketchikan shipyard. Last week, the Highway Service reduced shipboard crew members to the minimum necessary to safely care for the ferries. Both the Kennecott and the Tustamina were out of service for the winter to have necessary repairs done. That's according to DOT statement. The shipyard is still expected to be working on the schedule. Coming up on the Borough Assembly meeting tonight, the closure of the 2020 Gulf of Alaska cod fishery qualifies as a fishery resource disaster because of the sudden, unexpected crash of the fish stock biomass. That's according to a resolution being considered during tonight's regular meeting of the Kodiak Island Borough Assembly. In conjunction with the resolution, the Assembly will consider a letter to Governor Mike Dunleavy asking him to declare the 2020 Gulf peacod fishery as a disaster. Also on the agenda is the renewal of the liquor license for the second floor restaurant. Tonight's teleconference meeting begins at 6:30, and we will be broadcasting that live here at KMXT. And finally, Kodiak saw less than a half an inch of precipitation in March, making it the driest March on record for the island. At 0.19 inches of precipitation, last month saw only 3% of the expected level. The normal precipitation level for Kodiak in March is more than 6 inches. According to Rick Tomlin, the climatologist scientist at the International Arctic Research Center, the next driest March on record was in 1918, when Kodiak received 0.4 inches of precipitation. While Kodiak was one of the regions in Alaska that experienced drought symptoms during the summer last year, these abnormally dry conditions don't yet constitute what's called a drought for the island. Last summer was Alaska's hottest summer on record. April's getting off to a wetter start. Kodiak is expected to see rain through the end of this week, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, though sunshine will return over the weekend. The typical precipitation level for Kodiak in April is 5.5 inches, which precipitation expected about half the days of the month with precipitation. So what's that say? April showers bring May flowers. What does the May flowers bring? Okay, we all know that one. Okay, on to other things. Next up, Fish Radio.
NPR News is brought to you in part by Providence Kodiak Island Counseling Center. For an appointment or more information, 481-2400.
Support for KMXT's Midday Report is provided by Artinger's Fine Furnishings, featuring children's clothing from the Tea Collection, home spa items from Crabtree and Evelyn, and leather handbags by Dooney and Burke. Special orders of the Tea Collection clothing in your child's size always welcome at Artinger's. 486-5554.
This is Alaska Fish Radio. I'm Lainey Welch, tracking Alaska's fish catches by voice, hands-free. More after this.
Integrated Marine Systems is the leader in marine refrigeration in Alaska. Simple, reliable, built to last. Visit imspacific.com.
Leopard skate, 19.56. Set weight, 12.25. Big mouth sculpin, 12.05. Table, count 5. Edit row 2. Set species, Pacific cod. Edit row 3. Set species, northern rock sole.
That's a NOAA fisheries scientist in a video showing the use of new voice recognition software that helps track data on fish coming over the rails. During yearly trawl surveys, each summer in the Gulf of Alaska and Bering Sea, scientists must identify, sort, and weigh hundreds of species quickly and accurately. Until 2013, scientists wrote the results on paper forms as they worked on deck, then switched to computer tablets to digitally record the data. But salt spray, rain, and lots of fish slime caused the tablets to act erratically and freeze up. The solution? Voice recognition. NOAA's Allison Vajan is heading a NOAA team that's working with an Ohio-based company called Think-A-Move Limited, which specializes in voice recognition software in noisy environments. Together, they're developing an application for Alaska's fish surveys. Tests so far on 3 boats using 8 different voices have worked on 350 of the most frequently encountered fish species. The response has been very very positive in the testing trials, and the software will be put through its paces and fine-tuned for real in surveys this summer. And it will include the nearly 3,000 species found in Alaska waters. The data collection also will expand to recording fish lengths, measure environmental changes, and other information, all hands-free.
Set species, Pacific cod. Edit row 3. Set species, northern rock sole.
Find links at alaskafishradio.com. Fish Radio is also brought to you by Ocean Beauty Seafoods. In Kodiak, I'm Lainey Welch.
This is the Island Messenger, a look at personal messages, the weather, and community announcements.
Good afternoon. I'm Maggie Wall. It's about 20 minutes past noon right now. Looking first at the regular weather forecast. It's 41 degrees at the airport right now, 42 here at Signal Hill. Overcast skies. The rain is continuing for this afternoon, mainly after 2 o'clock, so expect more rain during the day. High today should be about 44. Tonight, rain before 11 o'clock, then scattered showers between 11 and 2 in the morning. The overnight low should be about 38 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 43, gusting as high as 35 miles per hour with winds out of the west. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low around 38, and Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high of 47, and Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 43. Looking at the almanac for today, it is the second day of April, Thursday. Sun came up this morning at 7:33. It sets tonight at 8:55. Sunrise tomorrow, 7:31. That gives us 13 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, which is a gain of 4 minutes and 59 seconds. The marine forecast, including the synopsis for North Gulf Coast and Kodiak Island waters. High pressure extends across the Gulf through Thursday night, while a 1,015 millibar low will develop 30 miles nautical miles east of Middleton Island early Friday morning, and then it's going to move into the eastern Gulf at 1,013 millibars by Friday afternoon. For the local waters, Chiniac Bay, today south winds 15 knots, diminishing to 10 knots in the afternoon, seas 2 feet with rain. Tonight, west winds 10 knots, increasing to 15 knots after midnight, seas 3 feet with rain. Marmot Island today, southeast winds 15 knots, becoming southwest 10 in the afternoon, seas 3 feet with rain. And then tonight, west winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet with rain. Looking at tides. Low tide will be at 4:16 this afternoon, 0.93. That's for the Kodiak District. High tide will be at 11:20, 5.67 feet. West side, the Uganic Bay high tides won't be till late, so let's do the low tide first, just before 5 o'clock. 4:45 this afternoon, the west side will have a low tide of 2.46 feet. High tide will be at 11:35 this afternoon, rather tonight. About 11 hours from now, actually, 10.87 feet. So let me do that again. High tide for the Saltovia District, the west side, 11:35 this evening at 10.87 feet. Looking at a couple of announcements before we do the debut of our new program called Baby Bunker. A lot of people are asking how they can help during the crisis. Here's one way. The Kodiak Community Support Team will be helping residents shelter in place who have needs from the community, including prescription pickups, groceries, deliveries, and more. For information on how to volunteer or to request assistance if you need help getting something from the store, call 486-7656, 486-7656. And as the city manager said, I think he said, pull over my other notes. They have nearly 100 volunteers now, so feel free to take advantage of that service It's no cost and will make a huge difference for many people in this town. There's a new thing going on. Speaking of kids, Kodiak Strong Poster Contest, the Kodiak Mayor's Contest. The city mayor and the borough mayor want to get kids doing something creative during this odd period for kids. These are due April 10th, and you can get information at kodiakarts.org or the school district's website, kibsd.org. Kodiak Island Borough School District, kibsd.org. And it's posted to encourage safe practices in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And as the city manager said, we have no COVID-19 cases in Kodiak. And so far, none of the tests that have been sent out have come back positive. All negative, though some are still outstanding, but no cases yet. During these times of social distancing, what better time to crack that book that you've been wanting to read? Yeah, War and Peace might be a good one, keep you busy for a while. While the library is closed until further notice, you can still check out materials. Log into the library's website and search the catalog. When items are available, an email will be sent to you asking you to call the library to schedule a pickup. You can also call staff at 486-8686 from 9 a.m. till 4 a.m. They'll meet you at the curb with your requested items, and off you can go. No fines will be charged for late materials. A cart of free books is available for you to take and not return. Our online resources are available, they say, from 24/7 for help, homework help, brain pop, and more. So you could go to the library's website if you already know it, or just call 486-8686 to get more information. That is my totally favorite Kodiak phone number, 486-8686. We already had the noon thing, so we'll have a report on that coming up for later this evening, and we'll have it on our website. Posted the audio entirely and some other information that we come through today. And today is the first day of the Baby Bunker, which is a new program for a special a new program during the spotlight segment of our day. And it's just for kids. It begins at 12:30 in just a couple of moments. The show features a story, some music, and even a science experiment. So stay tuned. That'd be coming up in just a moment, right here after Island Messenger is over. A reminder, tomorrow, Fish Report, the Alaska Fisheries Report, which we produce here in KMXT and distribute around the state to public radio stations, is on at 5:20 during the evening news block, and then Saturday at 12:15 during midday news. And I will post this week's show on our website just a little bit, so you'll be able to hear it there. So that's it for the Island Messenger. Up next, Baby Bunker.
Listen for the Island Messenger here on Public Radio KMXT three times a day, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m., during the midday report at 12:20, and in the evening at 7 o'clock. If you have a community announcement or personal message, including lost and found items or pets, you can call KMXT at 486-3181, fax us at 486-2733, or email psa@kmxt.org.